deep inside Lebanon kills a local Hamas leader.
The IDF saying it took out a senior Hamas commander and recruiter in the Lebanese city of Sidon. Israel's Iron Dome intercepting rockets in northern Israel as Hezbollah threatens to retaliate more forcefully for the killing of its top military commander in Beirut last week, with Iran also vowing retribution against Israel for last week's separate assassination of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, the U.S. urgently pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza to ease tensions.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. The annual Python Challenge kicked off today in the Florida Everglades. More than 600 hunters are expected to compete for $30,000 in prizes for tracking down invasive Burmese pythons for 10 days. The large snakes arrived in Florida as pets. They were released in many cases because they just grew too big. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the state's premier agricultural expo. Farm Technology Days will be hosted at the Close Farms and Country Fest Grounds in Cadott, August 13th through the 15th. Check out the showcase of cutting-edge farm technology and sustainable ag practices. Find all the details at wifarmtechdays.org. The Eau Claire area is going to be bumping with the Reverb Music Festival. Enjoy the best of emo, pop, rock, hip-hop, and more with stages set up all around the Eau Claire Event District of 20th Avenue. Reverb is happening August 16th and 17th. And more great music will be featured at the Great River Folk Festival in La Crosse. Dance, art, crafts, performances, and a songwriting contest, too. Celebrate the folk arts of the Driftless region at Riverside Park, August 23rd through the 25th. Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
We'll get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense. When they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow, the Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, you know, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, you know, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up week 2 of camp in Platteville. Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, you know, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that 3-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, high to the upper 60s. And the beautiful weekend continues on Sunday. Lots of sun and mid to upper 70s. Maybe a rain chance Sunday night, Monday. It's 55 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
ITR saying, for a straightforward view from workers themselves, go to the advocacy group, onefairwage.site. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by the Lowdown Happy Hour, now live streaming on Facebook from the Chat and Chew Cafe. So grab a libation, pull up a virtual chair, and join our freewheeling conversations with political mavericks, musical agitators, and kick-ass grassroots groups. The Lowdown Happy Hour will connect you to good trouble activists who are building people power across America. Get the lowdown at HightowerLowdown.org.
This is Morgan Freeman. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It is the beginning of the weekend, or will be shortly, and we're having fun. I hope you are, too. I hope it's a great day wherever you are. And we got a lot to talk about today. It's just you and me for the next 3 hours. Can democracy survive the tsunami of right-wing dark money coming this fall? I think it's a serious question that very few people are considering right now in the kind of euphoria we're feeling. Also, Trump's fat Elvis phase alert. Can Trump even tell the difference between a lie and a truth? Oh, and by the way, he's displaying a new color. He was less orange yesterday at his press conference at his shabby golf motel. And the lights are flashing red. The Fed must cut rates as soon as possible. I'll tell you about all those things in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, why are MAGA groups working with sheriffs to monitor drop boxes? To suppress the vote, of course. We'll talk about that. Also in the second hour, experts are concerned about the open door and power grab by the Supreme Court. I think you could argue that the Trump v. U.S. case, this recent case, was Marbury versus Madison version 2. We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. And in the third hour of the program, why is the media still falling for Swift to boat attacks? I saw one this morning on MSNBC. Come on, guys. What's going on with this? So a lot to talk about. I want to start out with, what's coming this fall. I talked about this briefly yesterday, so I won't go into, a great deal of length. But this is my op-ed at HartmanReport.com today. It's titled, Will Democracy Survive the Tsunami of Right-Wing Dark Money Coming This Fall? And I start out with the story of Sushila Jayapal, Pramila Jayapal's sister, who here in Portland was a very successful local politician. She was on the board of Metro, which is this kind of tri-county umbrella governing agency. Got a lot of good stuff done. She's a solid progressive. However, she had been critical of Israel's destruction of Gaza. And so AIPAC came in without telling anybody. I mean, they created a front group that had a nice sounding name. I forget the name, but something like Americans for Prosperity or something. I mean, it wasn't that, but something like that. And they created the group the day after the deadline. Had they created it a day or two earlier, they would have had to disclose where their money came from before the election. The way they set it up, they didn't have to disclose where their money came from until after the election. So we didn't know that it was the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. All we knew was, some $7, $8 million in dark money had just flooded into Oregon, into this very local race, who's going to represent Oregon's 3rd District in Congress because Earl Blumenauer is retiring. And they wiped her out. I mean, they just wiped her out. Then they did the same thing to Jamal Bowman in New York, and then this week they did the same thing to Cori Bush in Missouri. Now, this is not an anti-AIPAC screed. What I am saying, although I don't think that any group that is an advocate for a foreign government should be dumping money into our elections, but what I am saying is that dark money, big money, will swing elections. And the billionaires who run, you know, the GOP know this. And they have been gathering money. I mean, so far, some $8 billion has been collected in anticipation of this election. They haven't started spending it yet, but it's coming. $8.6 billion has been raised for this year's federal campaigns. That's just the federal campaigns. $5.6 billion of that has been donated to super PACs, which were created by Citizens United in 2010 when Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote. By the way, you know, Harlan Crow had been spiffing Clarence Thomas and gave $500,000 to his wife's organization prior to Citizens United. And then Citizens United happens, and suddenly the Crow family political donations go from hundreds of thousands a year to multiple millions a year. I mean, they just explode. And, you know, another story that I tell in the article is Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington State, north of us, had this great proposal. This was, I believe, 4 years ago. Four years ago, more or less. And it was a carbon tax, a very small carbon tax in the state. And there was also a carbon fee and rebate program. There was a rebate where if you drove for a living, you know, if you drove to get to work, you would get a rebate. You'd get money back from the carbon tax. So in other words, it wouldn't hurt people who drive their cars. And, you know, it was very popular. It had really widespread support in Washington State when it was introduced, when it was put on the ballot as a ballot measure. And then the fossil fuel industry came into Washington State and just carpet bombed the state with advertising, and they defeated the ballot measure. So the bottom line here is kind of history tells us that big money can win elections. So as giddy as we're all feeling about the fact that, you know, Kamala is up, you know, as many as 7 points in some polls, most are showing her, you know, 2, 3, 4 points up over Trump, don't count your chickens. And, you know, we still need to be working as hard as we can. We still need to get people registered to vote. We still need to be doing, you know, door knocking and campaigning and postcard writing and phone banking and, you know, whatever you can do. We still need to be doing that stuff. And we're going to have to do it for the next 88 days until Election Day. Because big money is, you know, we have not yet heard from big money. And when we do, it's going to be loud. So get ready. So that's my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. Donald Trump held a press conference yesterday at his shabby golf motel. And he lied about a bunch of things. Here's a partial list. He lied that the size of his crowds were bigger than Martin Luther King's. Martin Luther King's crowd was actually 5 times larger than Trump's. He lied that Kamala Harris wants to take away your guns. He lied that the National Strategic Reserves, petroleum reserves, are nearly empty. He lied that the vast majority of Americans support him. He lied that Democrats want to destroy Social Security. He lied that Democrats want to force everyone to drive an electric car. He lied that his tax cuts were the biggest in history. He lied that gas is $7, $8, $9 a gallon right now. He lied that not one soldier died in 18 months in Afghanistan while he was president. He lied that Democrats support abortions after birth. He lied when he said no one was killed on January 6th. He lied when he said inflation is caused by bad energy policies and we need to drill, baby, drill. And he lied when he said that Kamala Harris couldn't pass the bar exam. I mean, as a starting point. But what's really amazing in my mind is how the mainstream media does not check these lies. You know, the mainstream media just kind of repeats them. Oh, this was another one. This was a really fun one. He lied that he was in a helicopter with Willie Brown. He was never in a helicopter with Willie Brown. Turns out he was in a helicopter with Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom, when he was asked about this yesterday, he said, yeah, we had that helicopter ride. There was no crash, but Trump kept worrying out loud that it was going to crash. So, Trump also lied that he was in a helicopter with Willie Brown, and then he lied saying Willie Brown was dishing dirt on Kamala Harris while he was in this helicopter that had a crash landing. All of, you know, in my mind, these are signs of serious mental illness. This guy is not in touch with reality. He does not have a good connection to reality. I mean, have you ever seen this? My mother died of Alzheimer's, and I remember in her later years, she would mix up reality all the time. She would mix people up. She would say this person did that when it was actually another person altogether. I mean, this is, and Trump's father died of Alzheimer's, and this is not to say that I think that Trump has Alzheimer's, but he's 78 years old. I think he probably does have, age-related dementia. And do we really want a guy as president who has that kind of dementia? This is something that should concern Americans, and it should concern our press. And I want to talk about that after the break a little bit, because this is actually a very big deal and something that we should all be very concerned with. So stick around, and then I'll also be picking up your phone calls here shortly. It's 15 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program. You and me for the next 3 hours. Let's have some fun. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and my dogs Blue and Chewy, I've never seen them go so nuts over a dog food before. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the dog treats they just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, that's drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
Democracy is trembling, standing on the edge of doom. Can we hold the line when the tide starts to rise? Will the truth be our beacon, piercing through their lies? A tsunami is coming, crashing on our shore. Right-wing talk money, feeding on the poor. But we'll stand together, fight with all our might for the soul of our nation. We won't go down tonight.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. In Push for Clicks, mainstream media can't stop privileging lies. This from the Democracy and Media Project. Media and Democracy Project. And they point out that CBS News, for example, just totally blew it last week. On Face the Nation, on their Sunday show Face the Nation, they had Tom Cotton on, the senator, the right-wing senator who gave the fist bump to the rioters on January 6th and then ran away from them. And their reporter, Kaya Hubbard, wrote about this, saying, the Arkansas Republican criticized Harris for being the presumptive nominee for 2 weeks without providing any opportunity for unscripted moments or questions in the press. He said when she does encounter the media, she'll have to answer for her positions on issues like energy and gun policy. Now, that's just a bunch of lies. First of all, Kamala Harris has answered questions to the press, with the press, on multiple occasions. And secondly, she says that Cotton says that her energy and gun policies are radical. Well, you know, she didn't point out that that's not true. That's a lie. Kamala Harris wants to ban assault weapons. 64% of Americans want to ban assault weapons. Kamala Harris wants to do something about climate change. More than 60% of Americans want to do something about climate change, according to CBS News' own reporting. So why is it that our media, when Republicans go on the Sunday shows and just tell naked lies, that our media just goes, oh, yeah, well, here's what they said, without pointing out that they're lies? How can you have a functioning republic, a democratic republic, when one side continually lies and the media allows them to get, not just allows them to get away with it, actually promotes those lies? I mean, the article that I was talking about by
by Hubbard. Oh, what's her name? Kaya Hubbard was on their website. This, you know, I mean, it was a follow-up to his appearance on CBS News. And when he was on CBS News, or when he was on Face the Nation, after he said this, Ed O'Keefe was the correspondent who was interviewing him. He said, well, you've just done a decent job here of explaining the potential policy differences between the former president and the vice president. No, he didn't. He lied. Come on, Ed. Come on, Kaya. This is crazy. You can't have a functioning democracy if the press doesn't tell the truth. It's just that simple. I mean, you see the most vivid example is this Fox so-called News, just constantly lying to people, leading to the death of five people and three police officers in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, leading to the presidency of Donald Trump in 2016, you know, leading to just an unending parade of horribles. I mean, this week in, this is on Fox, right? Fox's got Greg Gutfeld. Said Tim Walz is a male Karen with a pot belly. Stephen Miller on Fox said Tim Walz's job is to be the Jack Kevorkian for America. What? Charlie Kirk, Kamala Harris is more ambitious than Lucifer. I mean, this is the kind of crap that they're shoveling at the poor suckers who watch Fox News. Matt Walsh says Simone Biles, she honored Brazilian gymnast Rebecca Andrade, who's also black. And so he goes on Fox and he says, Simone Biles is a horrible bigot. She's a racist and she owes America an apology for congratulating another black woman. Jesse Waters calls on the FBI to wiretap everyone involved in the Kamala Harris presidential campaign. Andrew Clavin on Fox News goes on and says, Kamala Harris has this womanish trait of being a cackling, irrational, venomous serpent. Gee, a little misogyny, anybody? Charlie Kirk. Kamala Harris wants to see the elimination of the United States of America. When you feed people this kind of crap and then you wonder why they show up in the streets with guns, why they show up and kill people, why this guy murdered all these Hispanics down in El Paso, why this guy, you know, murdered all these black people in Mother Emanuel Church, why another guy, you know, all these white Republicans murdered a bunch of Jews in the Tree of Life synagogue. Newsmax Rob Schmidt, he says, Tim Walz is the white guy with a white wife and kids who hates white people. This is sick. All right. Here on the home of truth and the American way, I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Truth, justice, and the American way. After this, your calls.
Commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild caught, ultra crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A packed house in Glendale, Arizona to hear from the Democratic presidential ticket.
Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than we do. First and foremost, and be very clear about this, he doesn't know the first thing about service. It's hard to provide service when you're too busy serving only yourself.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz warming up the crowd before Vice President Harris took the stage. Former President Trump is in Bozeman, Montana tonight. He'll campaign for Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy, who's hoping to unseat incumbent Democrat John Tester. A team from the U.S. is expected to join the investigation into the deadly plane crash in Brazil. All 61 people on board are assumed dead after the airliner spun out of control and slammed into a residential area near Sao Paulo. Debbie's drenching parts of New England before it's expected to head out into the Atlantic. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The numbers are in from last month's Speed Enforcement Day. State troopers pulled over 1,600 drivers on July 26th. About a third of them got speeding tickets. Another third got warnings. Officers say they saw drivers going 20 miles an hour over the posted limit in work zones. The effort aimed to save lives and to teach drivers about the dangers of speeding. A road construction crew made a surprising discovery in south-central Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
They were preparing for construction on the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk, Richland, and Iowa County lines. In the water, authorities found a 1980s Pontiac Grand Prix. They don't even make Pontiacs anymore. Law enforcement ended up learning this car had been stolen in 1990. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, high to the upper 60s. And the beautiful weekend continues on Sunday. Lots of sun and mid to upper 70s. Maybe a rain chance Sunday night, Monday. It's 55 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn for Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll reminisce about how we'll always have Paris as the Summer Olympics draw to a close, plus news headlines from over the weekend.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
It's Cat Ladies for Kamala. Yes, whiskers twitching. I love it. Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's on your mind today?
Oh, roadkill.
Hey there.
And Medicare for all.
There you go.
Quickly on the roadkill.
Uh-huh.
I was a probation officer at San Diego County in, you know, prior years. Mm-hmm. And I was occasionally assigned to institutions, which is all part of the deal. And they weren't the happiest places. I kind of tended to wander around in the kitchen to see what we were going to get served up. And I walk in one day, and there's this gigantic carcass. And I said to the cook, what the heck? And he says, oh, yeah, the county brings in roadkill so that we can, you know, fix it up.
Really?
And serve it to the, this was a juvenile institution, serve it to the kids. But he said, don't tell them. And I just thought,
wow,
that's kind of hilarious. I mean, in a way of the circle of life, there, you know, the poor deer had been killed. I said to him, I remember at the time, I said, please tell me you don't have a recipe for possum.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well,
so,
at least it was a deer.
So indeed,
I mean, venison is.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That's a good use of, you know, of a beautiful animal that
yeah.
was struck.
Yeah.
But there's my roadkill story. The other is, I've called you about this before, and you might remember that my husband's Australian, and he worked here for his whole career, but mm-hmm. when he retired, he went back to Australia, and we were there for 15 years and came back recently. And I listened to you the whole time I was there, and to all of the wonderful Americans who call, and assorted others. But do I have time to tell this Medicare story?
Yeah, if you know, it's relatively short.
Okay. So just a couple of weeks ago, our son and daughter-in-law had a very dear friend over who had been born with a congenital problem, lung and heart problem, and he died. He was sitting there where they were watching TV or talking, and he just flat out died. And my son is anyway, he's in the marine education and scuba diving, so he knows CPR. Kept him alive, or kept him breathing. Didn't keep him, kept him, you know, with a pulse. And a, and they live in a strange place, so no fewer than three different municipalities with ambulances show up, and they had to get set up. And our son is, you know, still doing this, and they take him. They put him on oxygen and do the whole thing, rush him to one of the hospitals that was in the three municipalities. He was in there for a week. He's a fairly young man, late 30s. In there for a week, they put a, you know where this is going, they put a defibrillator, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, in his chest so this would not happen again.
Right.
They couldn't do it prophylactically, so he had to. So, you know, fortunately, all of this happened with somebody who he happened to be over there. And so then so our son last week says, Mom, do you know how much this all costs? I said, yeah, I do. Zero. So, I mean, it's just, as Norma has a variety of subjects.
Was this in Australia that it costs zero?
This is in Australia. Our kids,
yeah.
Oh, my God, as soon as they graduated from California, you know, the university, and this is years
mm-hmm.
ago, they scampered off to Australia with their mm-hmm. dual citizenship.
Sure.
Because they weren't going to stay in a country that kicked them off insurance at, you know, at 23. I guess it's mm-hmm. gone up now. And they just had a lot more opportunities there. It's just was a practical thing to do, you know. No diss on the U.S. itself, but geez, who wouldn't take that opportunity?
Yeah.
And So it's, yeah, within Queensland, Australia. And so Jordan was able to go on with his life, and go into recovery and not, you know, not lose his, didn't even lose his job, didn't lose his bank account, didn't lose his home, didn't lose anything.
Yeah.
And so this is the one story I talk a lot also. I mean, it's kind of in my nature, but it's so, I had called you some years ago. I think I stayed up late enough to call you from Australia and say, you know, I feel that we have a community here of your listeners. And so if any of them want to say, I have a friend in Australia who has experienced this system, and it is fabulous.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, they have a Medicare for all system in Australia. That really
works. Complete Medicare for all. And if I get taxes thrown back, because my husband was fully employed, you know, for those 15 years, they're pretty much in the same bracket. I mean, we're not. It's because
your taxes in Australia were not that different than they were here in the United States. In other words,
no, not at all.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know, we're the, as I think the real Bobby Kennedy said, we don't want to be the policeman of the world. You know, so we have this gigantic military budget that, and the Australia tends to be the Me Too kids that, you know, do that. But they could not get rid of their social safety net.
No,
I mean,
no, the people
would be like,
it.
You know, pardon?
The people wouldn't tolerate it.
No. You get used to that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when I called from Australia, I said, my husband and I, at our age and income, whatever, we also have private insurance. It was, I think, through the University of Notre Dame or something. But anyway, and so I said to you, I went to a public hospital because I had a procedure that they did.
In Australia or the U.S.?
Pardon? This is in Australia. This is all in Australia. I went to the public hospital, and I was used to going to the private hospital that's affiliated with Notre Dame and medical school. And it was just, I said to you at the time, the difference that I noticed was the waiting room was nowhere near as plush. The artwork was not as good. But it's where they did this particular kind of difficult procedure I had to have on my sinuses or whatever. That was it. And you said, so it's kind of the artwork? And I said, yeah, it's kind of the artwork.
Yeah.
And then because we have private insurance, if we want to choose our own physician, we can.
Yeah.
Because not everybody takes what they call bulk billing. But, you know, that's a story that your listeners, our family of listeners to the Tom Hartman Show, can say, oh, yeah, and I know somebody who's in Australia. And,
you know,
I mean, my son's story was just like, he's been gone for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
But still, the realization that Jordan's life is now not only saved and he's better, but he just goes on.
And he's not
like
burdened with a half million dollars worth of medical debt for the rest of his life.
No,
Katie, I do have to move along now. But you made your point so eloquently, and thank you so much for calling and making it, Katie. Great talking with you. Thank you, Daryl in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Let's have some fun, like you said. No bums, no scum.
Okay.
I have a story I wanted to share with you from last Friday, but you cut me off. You were before a break with our doctor friend. There was a Lord Snowden in the 1700s that raised the most gorgeous Labradors in the world, and he sold them to wealthy people, to Blue Bloods in Scotland. He couldn't get them out of the country fast enough because there wasn't enough. Lord Snowden, Snowden River, Snowden County ship, Lord Snowden, big deal. And in the 1780s, he passed away, and his son, before he passed away, he went to a Russian circus in Blackpool. Somebody told him that there was this absolutely gorgeous breeder dog there, and he bought it from a Russian circus master, brought it back, bred it with his bitch. It's a good word, right?
When you're speaking of dogs, yeah. What's the point, Daryl?
Well, it's a really, it's for all your golden lovers out there. It's the most, well, timing. Timing is everything. He dies, his son goes to work for his uncle Winston Churchill in World War One, and he doesn't give two hoots about his father's goldens, and it goes into the family archives for 20, 30 years, and it's kind of interesting. My point is, this dog today is the most sought-after dog, as far as I know, in the world, most photogenic. On television, every night I get kind of sick of it. I got two of them right now.
From Lloyd Snowden. Huh? Fascinating story. Daryl, thanks. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? No topics off the table. Well, most not. There are limits, I suppose. But UFOs, sure, that's fine. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
Well, did you see the video has now come out, the body cam video of the cops at the Trump assassination attempt? That they were yelling at the Secret Service, hey, over here, over here. Amazing. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. And AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high levels are even connected to cancer. You know, it's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and my dogs, Blue and Chewy, they've never, never been so excited about a dog food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. It's Anything Goes Friday. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Kent in Humboldt, Iowa. Hey, Kent, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you. I'm a longtime viewer, listener, and the first-time caller.
Thank you, Kent.
And I wanted to talk about the media, and glad to hear that you heard Lawrence O'Donnell's take last night. I agree with him a lot, and I'm the person that was involved in the media for 45 years. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to backtrack just a bit, and when they had the Republican convention on, I think that first night I tuned in because they did some live coverage in the afternoon, and I wanted to hear the take on some of these inflammatory and derogatory things the speakers were talking about. And instead, I was kind of channel surfing and got to CNN, and all I hear was an evisceration of Biden. I mean, I don't know what he did to David Axelrod, but it was like, you know, he was just being demonized.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very unfortunate. And, of course, that John King marched in with the, you know, Biden's going to get trounced. And Chris Wallace, I think his dad was probably a Republican, but he was a great reporter and interviewer. He was probably turning over in his grave with some
Mike
of the
Wallace
things
were
being said.
Yeah,
but I just thought it was real unfortunate about how they just kind of drove the guy out of the race. And now I'm glad that Kamala and Tim Walz, are the ticket, and it's something people can get behind in a real positive campaign. And, Tim Walz, I just got to say, I found out quite a bit about him being in the neighboring state. And he had only a one-person majority in the legislature and passed a number of not only progressive but just things for good that were good for the people, you know?
Yeah, he did.
Here in Iowa, we've got just the opposite with Kim Reynolds and a Republican legislature. And we've gone back to like pre-1960s as far as attitude and we're not progressive at all. We used to be kind of a purple state at least, mm-hmm. and now we're just completely off the rails. And I wrote to both the Democratic minority representative and senator leaders, and I just said basically all the things Tim Walz done, and here's the things Iowa hasn't done or has went back on. And I was kind of like, hey, I'm only 60 miles away from Minnesota, but I'm a lifelong Iowa, never thought about living anywhere else. But I'd kind of move up there in a second if this guy was still governor and things come up, keep up the way they are here, just draconian policies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Are you hearing or seeing any signs, Kent, of an awakening in Iowa?
Well, I think Walz is going to bring some people around that maybe are kind of more in the Republican, but I'm not MAGA, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're going to look at, hey, what is the one side offering and what are the Democrats offering? And I think there'll be some shift there, but it's not going to be enough to, I mean, I'm in a very rural county here, and, you know, we're 85% Republican. I've always told people, I said, well, as a journalist, I had to kind of toe the line and not express my opinions. But, you know, I've had to vote a split ticket just because most, basically all the local representatives, or a lot of them, are Republican, and I have a lot of Republican friends, you know. Mm-hmm. But just this national thing, when Trump said basically the media is the enemy and all the derogatory and, you know, just outright lies, like you said, things he was saying about people when he first ran against Hillary and whatever, and I'm kind of like, you know, this guy is not good for the country, and 4 years, of course, proved it.
Yep.
Here's where we're at.
There you go. Kent, thank you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the report from Iowa. It's good to hear from you. Yeah, Lee in Florence, Kentucky. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Lee. You're on the air.
Yes. Okay. For someone who recently had an assassination attempt, every picture that's shown of him recently, there's zero damage to his ear.
Yeah, his ear is all healed up.
So? No. I did 24 years in the military, 3.5 years in combat. It don't heal like that.
Hmm. Well, what if it was just a small nick? I mean, you know, it didn't take off a piece of his ear. It just, you know, broke the skin.
Did you see the amount of blood supposedly streaming down the side?
Yeah, but I don't think Trump walks around with a you know, a little plastic baggie of blood in his hand. Ears are heavily vascularized. It's why they don't freeze in the winter. You know, there's a lot of little tiny blood vessels in there. So you break the skin, it will bleed heavily.
Not like that.
I had a barber once nick my ear when he was, you know, trimming the hair with an electric trimmer. And it bled a lot. I mean, I'm willing to believe, you know, I get that, you know, there's all these theories out here that, you know, Trump kind of made it up, or he, you know, the whole thing was staged. I think it was just exactly what it looks like, and I think he's just healed back from it. And what it does is it says that, you know, he survived an assassination attempt, you know, okay. But that doesn't mean that he should become president of the United States. It doesn't make him some kind of martyr. But, you know, yeah, but I do know, Lee, I've been watching social media, and there's a lot of people going, hey, what, you know, did he have an ear transplant or something? It's like, wow, that's weird. Lee, thanks for the call, and thanks for watching us there in Florence, Kentucky. I appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back in the next hour. Boy, talk about running an autopilot. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walls will be done with their cross-country swing state tour. And we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.